This is KUOW. I'm Kim Malcolm. If you have kids who play sports, you may know that concussions are serious business. After Seattle high school student Daisy Eminger was hit in the head with a surfboard, she didn't even realize she had a concussion until about 2 weeks later.
I was running and I fell over because I became like so nauseous and the light was just too bright and all the sounds of cars driving by were too loud and my vision completely blurred and I just collapsed on a run.
Eventually, Daisy was diagnosed and treated. But that doesn't always happen. Every year in the U.S., more than a million concussions might be going unreported to healthcare providers. Dr. Leah Concannon is a sports and spine physician at UW Medicine. She told me how concussions affect kids differently than adults.
Most of the symptoms that are experienced by both kids and adults are the same, but we do know that kids tend to have symptoms that last for a little bit longer. So the first is cognitive, difficulty focusing and concentrating, which in a kid when they're in school can obviously be difficult. They have what we call somatic symptoms, so headaches or dizziness, particularly sensitivity to light or noise, which can also be bothersome in a noisy school environment. They can have difficulty with sleep, either needing more sleep or not being able to sleep. And then mood symptoms are also pretty prominent, so they can be more easily irritable or frustrated. They can feel anxious or sad or depressed. And all of that can just stem from the concussion.
Wow, just from one incident.
Yes.
Wow. We are learning this week from a new study from Seattle's Children's Hospital that up to 2 million kids a year are suffering concussions, possibly from sports. That's a lot of potential for brain injuries. The same study also found that a million concussions a year are not even being reported to healthcare providers. What's your sense of why that's happening?
I think there's a couple of different reasons. A lot of kids in particular may not actually recognize the signs of a concussion, so they might not realize that they've actually had one. And then I think there's a percentage of kids, too, who just really want to play the game and they don't want to be taken out, and so they're nervous about telling people about their symptoms because they don't want to stop playing. So I think it's twofold.
What do you think are the best ways to make sure kids get proper treatment if they have suffered a concussion?
I think education is the number one step in terms of educating kids and parents and coaches so that they can recognize the signs of a concussion. Because if the kid doesn't even recognize it and doesn't tell their parent, then they're not going to come to medical attention.
What are the health risks of having a concussion go untreated or not assessed?
So the good news is that the vast majority of kids who suffer a concussion will actually do just fine. It can take a variable amount of time, but they will recover. The things that we want to prevent are the tragedies that can happen if somebody has a concussion and then suffers another hit in a very short period of time while they still have symptoms.
What are researchers focusing on right now with regard to concussions?
Number one, is there a way that we can diagnose concussions differently? Right now, it's a clinical diagnosis. It might be nice if there were biomarkers, so if we could do a blood test to diagnose a concussion, or if we could do an imaging test to diagnose a concussion, but those don't exist yet. Figuring out prevention, I think, is also helpful. There's lots of research into different types of helmets for helmeted sports to try to reduce the risk of concussions, but that is a very tricky subject because it's hard to prevent the brain from moving inside the skull, so that has not been entirely successful. And then I think there also needs to be more research into the long-term effects, what the effects of multiple concussions really are, because we only have very limited studies.
Dr. Leah Concannon is a sports and spine physician at UW Medicine. I'm Kim Malcolm. This is KUOW.